for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from Sex and Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday afternoon, February the 21st, 1998. Ladies, conference being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Mildred Coffey of Tennessee is the speaker of the afternoon.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
We need to repent. In Leviticus 26, it says that we need to confess the iniquities of our fathers and our own sins. Sometimes we get so busy confessing their sins, we forget about our own. But we need to confess both of them, because God says it has to be done. I go at it like this: Lord, I don't know what my forefathers did, but I confess that sin, because I don't know but what they didn't do it, and I want it off of me and my children. And so, as we confess their sin, and then confess my sin of not being obedient to God. You know, God tells us that if we will be obedient to Him, we'll eat the good of the land. And I asked my church when I was sharing some of this, I said, let me ask you one thing. Are you walking in all the blessings of God? They sit there and look at me. I said, I guess y'all pretty near perfect. I'm the only one that gets up here and confesses their sins. I just want to shake them. I want them to say, hear me. Because I know that if, you know. And I just tell them, I said, you don't really want deliverance, or you'd take care of those. Because if you really want deliverance, you'd do everything in your power to get free from these things and walk free from them. You know, I've heard, I don't know what the testimony is since yesterday, and early to some of the things we did early this morning prayer meeting, I've been hearing testimony after testimony where people know they've been delivered from something. And it's wonderful to know that the thing that was there had, one lady came to me from the last meeting we had here, one before that, when she was here, might have been through Christmas, I don't remember when it was, and God delivered her from something, and she was even showing me the results. I said, look at my hands, I don't chew my fingernails anymore. She had long nails. So God is doing a work to cleanse us, to bring us into holiness. We're His children. We need to look like it and act like it. And he said, he that sacrificeth unto any god save unto the Lord only, he shall be utterly destroyed. Go to Leviticus chapter 20. Now I'm going to get on abortion. That's what I was going from when I read that last scripture. In chapter 20, verse 1, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, again, thou shalt say to the children of Israel, whosoever he be of the children of Israel, or of the stranger that sojourn in Israel, and giveth any of his seed unto Moloch, he shall surely be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stones. And I will set my face against that man, and will cut him off from among his people, because he has given of his seed unto Moloch to defile my sanctuary and to profane my holy name. The children were sacrificed to Moloch. They were laid on the altar and sacrificed to this demonic god. And as you look at that, abortion, why do you think there are so many babies being aborted in our country? Because it's a sacrifice, and I cannot help but believe it's a sacrifice unto the devil. Because he wants those children destroyed. And people, we need to confess it. If you've been involved in one, if you even helped with one or talked to somebody about one, you're guilty of murder. And you need to repent of it. See, all the things I'm telling you when I say it brings a curse of death, we come out from under it by taking care of it, confessing the sin and asking for forgiveness. Because God gave us, we're under His grace, thank God. That's what I told that girl. I said, honey, you're under the grace of God. God's grace covers all the sin. But you need to get rid of the root of this thing. If you knew the hell that girl's been in, you'd think she'd run, fall on her face and say, cast it out of me. Her life's been hell. God's bringing her out. She's come a long way. But it's God's grace and His mercy that we don't have to live under that law. We can come out from under it just simply by saying, Lord, forgive me. I repent. You get murder, shedding of innocent blood, and guilt, and shame. She was under so much guilt and so much... By the way, to show you the sins of the fathers and the mothers, I did not know that until later. Her mother had an abortion. She had three kids, and one of them was born not right. His insides were on the outside. Mentally, he was fine, but he was a mess, and he lived. They didn't think he would. And after he was born, she got pregnant again, and they aborted it. She had an abortion because she was fearful that it would turn that way. I'm telling you this to show you that the very sin that the mother committed came forth in the daughter. Years later. Years later. And, you know, there's so much in this word that God is trying to... He's not condemning us. He wants to free us and bring us into that fellowship and communion and authority with Him where you wouldn't be here if you weren't desirous of more of the Lord. And so as we get rid of these things, I just always say, you know, and I'll tell you something else before I go in. I get rid of everything we can. But you may get deliverance today or had some this morning, and you may not feel a bit of difference today. You may not feel any difference tomorrow. But you may feel a lot different in 3 days. I've had it happen to me. I've had other people come to me and tell me when they got through with me, I didn't feel nothing. I said, well, I don't ever go into deliverance when I don't think something happens. And if I don't see it and you don't do anything, just sit there and look at me. Well, I still believe you got deliverance. And they'll come back and say, you know, I just couldn't believe it. I've just been so full of joy today. And it's just awesome. I said, praise the Lord. God's word's truth. So I say that to encourage you. If you were prayed for and don't feel indifference today, wait till tomorrow. Praise the Lord. Going on. In verse 4, he said, the people of the land do anyway hide, if the people of the land do anyway hide their eyes from the man, when he giveth of his seed unto Molech and kill him not. And you know, that really hit me. Ooh, did you hear what I just read? We, as God's people, have sat silent. Well, we talked with one another, but we didn't rise up against this. And I will set my face against that man and against his family, and will cut him off and all that go whoring after him to commit whoredom with Moloch from among their people. So, you know, we're under curses for not doing anything by letting this thing of abortion move in the land without doing anything about it. We just, as Christians, just sat back and knew it was wrong, didn't we? How did it happen? Because we didn't do anything. So we need to repent and say, Lord, forgive us for not standing against this. Look how the people rose up and stood against them going to the war over there. They backed off, didn't they? I haven't heard news in several days, but last time I heard, they hadn't sent any, bombed anything, I don't think. And they're afraid, they're fearful because they're afraid they won't get back in office if they make the people upset. But we sat back. We knew it was wrong, but we didn't do anything. And so we said, Father, forgive us for not standing against this spirit of abortion that's come upon our land. Praise the Lord. I was watching the clock. I've got a long list of demons that I would like to call out, but I want to go to... Well, let me give you another one right here before I leave Leviticus. Another curse from God that is in our land today. Over in chapter 20, in verse 9, for everyone that curses his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. He has cursed his father or his mother, his blood shall be upon him. And you see, what do we see today? You ever go into stores and see children just ruling the roost? That's where I see them, is in stores. I mean, they're both. and they're bringing curses upon themselves. And I fully believe that it's because their mother and father did the same thing. We're seeing the results of those curses working because the mother and father is allowing the children to do the same thing they did. And it said, he said, he shall surely be put to death. Isn't that a curse of death? God says that if they do it, and also if they strike their mother and father, I think I've got scripture somewhere on that, but I'm not going to go to it. But let's go on right here. This is another one that goes with the adultery over there. I said, adultery brings a curse of death, but I had another scripture would prove it. I don't say anything. I can't back up with a word, okay? He said, and the man that committeth adultery with another man's wife, even he that committeth adultery with his neighbor's wife, and the adulterer shall surely be put to death. They stoned him in the Old Testament. Thank God for his grace and mercy, right? And the man that lieth with his father's wife has uncovered his father's nakedness, both of them shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. Incest. Curse of death. Reading an Amplified sometime. I've got my Amplified up at the house. I started to bring it and read it, but I knew I wasn't going to have time to do it, so I didn't. So get your Amplified. It says have sex with them. Intercourse with them. It doesn't say lie with them. It says intercourse. That's what the scripture says. And if a man lie with his daughter-in-law, both of them shall surely be put to death. They have wrought confusion. Their blood shall be upon them. Confusion comes from incest. That's what it says. They have wrought confusion. If a man lie with mankind as he lies with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. What's that? God says it brings a curse of death. And I'm saying all of this to say we need to break these curses off of our bloodline, off of our families, and then receive deliverance from the spirits that have entered in. Verse 27, a man or also a woman that has a familiar spirit or is a wizard shall surely be put to death. They shall stone them with stones, their blood shall be upon them. The death curse from seeking after a familiar spirit. Deuteronomy chapter 23. You know, we do these a lot in the area of deliverance just simply because you don't ever get, we take the underbrush off of the road each time. We take some of the spirits off each time we do deliverance. But we go back over these scriptures, and I find people sometimes will listen to this word. And you know, every time I read these scriptures, I see something different. There's something more in them than I saw the time before when I read it. In Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 1, says, he that is wounded in the stones or has his privy members cut off shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord. Sex changes. A bastard shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord, even to his tenth generation shall he not enter into the congregation of the Lord. The reason we're having illegitimate children today, the devil is doing this through the lust and do anything you want to do, is because it makes, this scripture tells us how hard it is to get those children into the kingdom of God. Ten generation curses. And we need to break the curse of the bastard. Say, well, there's not one in my family. Well, how far back can you go and be sure there's not one? So we have, we thank God for his grace and his mercy because we can take them to the cross. And we can say, Father, we come and we confess the sins of our forefathers. And we break this curse of the bastard over our family. Back for 10 generations and forwards for 10 generations in the name of Jesus. And ask you to lift it off of our children and off our children's children and off of us, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. By the way, when I was talking about the 100 souls the other day, earlier tonight, this afternoon, it's been a long day. The Lord gave me, when I was praying against it in my church one time, the thing came in my church and I knew it was in there. It was just in there tormenting. And I said, Lord, I'm so sick of this thing. He seemed to come in it in time he wanted to, just to walk in. You say, how do you know it's there? Well, I just knew. And I'll tell you sometime how I knew. And I said, Lord, I am so sick of fighting this thing. Help. And you know what he said to me? He said, call on the restorer of the soul. He restores my soul. And I said, Father, drive that thing out of here in the name of Jesus. God is the restorer of our soul. And, you know, he threw that thing left out of my church. It hasn't been in there. I really don't remember being in there since then. But I called upon God to, then I would bind, I would command that thing to go. And it just, I always almost felt like he was just getting up in my face. I knew it was there by the odor that he has a different odor, and I knew what he was. People say, don't talk about odors. Well, demons stink. Have you ever? Now, to prove my point, let me show you. I won't come without having my guns loaded. If somebody gets in your face sometimes, and it's the most ungodly smell. It's not like bad breath. Now, there's bad breath, and there's bad breath. But it is the spirit manifested on them, and that thing is blowing in your face. God is, he's trying to teach us discernment, and if we'll really listen to him, he'll show us what's working. And that's what we need to really pray for, is discernment. Praise the Lord. Well, I need to stop. I was going to give you Deuteronomy 28. Well, I'm not going to stop. I may not get to do deliverance, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Eating unclean things. You wonder why you're sick. You wonder why you got a little pain here and a little pain here, a little pain here. God said you're not to eat the unclean thing. Why do you think American people eat so much pork? It's an unclean animal in the scriptures. And I've heard Sister Irma teach on this many, many times upstairs in the women's meeting. And I had been shutting down the pork in my house a long time ago, and had to, you know, my husband goes along with me, but I got kids that come in and they bring stuff in. I said, get that thing and stuff out of here. But the pork's got worms in it. And those worms work in your body. And they put a pain here, and they'll put one here. And they'll say, oh, you got this, and you got that, and you know what we need to do? We need to repent from eating pork. Isaiah 65, let me give you some scripture. I don't have time to read them, but let me give them to you, okay? Let me start with Leviticus, with Deuteronomy first. Deuteronomy 14:3, verse 3, verse 6, and verse 10 says, thou shalt not eat any abominable thing. There's some other things besides pork, and I'm not going into it. You look it up. You can eat it if you want to, I'm telling you. And you do what you want to with it. Isaiah 65, verse 2 and 4 says, the swine's meat is unclean. God said, eat it not. Isaiah 66, verse 17, the swine is listed with the mouse. And I believe that a lot of our physical problems are caused from this, and we need to... Well, let me tell you this real quick. I shared this in my church, and nobody said anything, so I thought, well, they didn't get the point. I'll give it to them again. So one Wednesday night, when we were just, you know, just sharing one thing after another, I went on it again, and one of the girls said to me, would you call the pig out of me? I said, okay. I mean, I didn't blink. I know she thought I was going to say it. What are you talking about? I said, I was doing deliverance, and I said, in the name of Jesus, I call that pig out in the name of Jesus Christ. And I said, you repent from having eat the pig. And so she repented, and when I called it out, she began to get deliverance. And as I was working on this lady, and all the rest of them began to deliver as I was calling it off of her. And then one of them said, hey, get the worms out. And so I called the worms out. And they began to get deliverance from it. And let me tell you something else, and I had forgotten about it, and the Lord reminded me of it this morning. This one girl was really heavy, and she's a nurse, and she told me, and I was going to get some of the paper that one of the nurses that she works with has done a research on this, and she knows what I'm saying is true, what the Bible says is true, and this woman that's done the research is not a Christian, but she's got it in the natural of what the doctors say about it and what the medical books say. But this girl was so heavy, and since we did this deliverance on her, she is coming into church losing weight. And she says, I don't know why I'm losing weight. I said, you sure looking good, girl. She says, I'm eating the same thing. I'm doing the same thing. And she says, I'm just losing weight. Could it be when she got delivered from the pork, she also got delivered from some of that fat. I mean, think about that. I don't know. But she can't tell. We don't know why she began to lose weight. And she says, I'm really feeling good. Deuteronomy chapter 28 tells us that if we will obey the word, he said in Deuteronomy 28, and it shall come to pass, verse 1, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you. He tells us all these blessings are going to come upon us. We claim them. But are they coming? When we begin to obey his word, when we begin to do what his word says, then these blessings will overtake us. But the word also tells us that if we don't obey his word, then the curses will come. And so, as Joshua said, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether you will obey the word of God or whether you're going to be rebellious against it. It's between you and the Lord. Amen? But I want you to know that God wants us free from this. And I hope I hadn't offended anyone that didn't mean to, but I'm being obedient to the Lord. The Lord told me when he called me to end the deliverance, and I'll say this. He said, you go to my people. Amen. And you tell them. And then he said, he used scriptures in Ezekiel. He said, they won't receive it. I mean, that was fun. My own family ostracized me. My sisters wouldn't have nothing to do with me. Man, I had flipped out so far, they want no part of it. But when they got sick, they called. And then he says, but their blood won't be on your hands. It's been hard. And people tell me, you throw it out there. I said, well, it's not me. It's what the word says. And if you've got an argument, a debate with it, take it up with the Lord. Because it's in his word. And so he wants us delivered. We've got about 15 minutes. To do some deliverance, if you want some deliverance. So have you gone through the forgiveness? When I was talking forgiveness, did you forgive? If you did, we're going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you now, and we confess unforgiveness in our lives. Lord, we have not loved people and forgiven them the way that you have required us to do it, and we ask you to forgive us. In the name of Jesus, we repent and we ask, Father, that you forgive us as we forgive those that we have unforgiveness against, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, we come confessing we've dealt in the occult. In the name of Jesus, we repent. We close the door on Satan. We ask you to forgive us, Father. Father, we have sinned and we ask you to forgive us in Jesus' name. That we have sought knowledge from others, from the enemy, instead of you. And we repent of it in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask you now to restore our soul, every portion of the soul. You said in your word, the law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul, bringing the soul back to where it was taken. You said in Psalm 23, he restoreth my soul. Restore every portion of our soul, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you know all things, Father, and we ask and we trust and we believe when we pray that you do that which we ask. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. And Father, I break the curse of death over that came from the occult, from being involved in the occult. I break the curse of death that came from adultery in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we apply the blood to the sin and ask forgiveness in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of the shedding of innocent blood of abortion and a curse of death that came upon us through the shedding of the innocent blood. Lord, forgive us. We confess the sins not only of our own sins but the sins of our fathers in the name of Jesus. And ask, Father, you forgive them, remit the sins. You said whosoever sins are remitted, whosoever sins are retained. So we confess it as sin and ask you to forgive us in the name of Jesus. And Father, every curse of death that's been loosed upon these your people, I ask you, we break the curses and ask you to free us from the curse of death. And I call those spirits of death out in the name of Jesus that have attacked, that come upon your people from from witchcraft. In the name of Jesus, we call that curse of death from witchcraft out, from consulting a witch or being involved in witchcraft. In the name of Jesus Christ, come out of there. Every curse of witchcraft and death that came through the witchcraft, through palm reading, through horoscopes, through the Ouija board, in the name of Jesus, and all the occult symbols, come out of them now in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, loosen them and let them go. Turn them loose and come out of there now in Jesus' name. Of tarot cards, of fortune telling, in the name of Jesus, let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and anyone that's sought knowledge from a psychic, we ask you to forgive them, Father, and we call those spirits and the curses out now in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, loosen and let them go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I break the curse of incest over everyone here, of abuse. In the name of Jesus, from the sins of the fathers and Lord, I ask you to free us from the curse of death that came through the curse of incest in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. I call the spirits of incest out. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. All the abuse, all the abuse, all child abuse. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Sexual abuse that came through incest. Come out of there. Come out of there now. Spirits of harlotry and whoredom that comes through incest. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to them. Come out. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let them go. All the shame, all the hurt, all the unforgiveness that against the one that abused, I call it out now in Jesus' name. Shame, guilt, in the name of Jesus, I call the guilt out in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ, let them go. Let them go. Come out now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I call out spirits of suicide. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, turn them loose. Turn them loose and come on out. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, let them go. Spirits of murder from abortion. I call out spirits of abortion. I call that spirit of murder out in the name of Jesus, of shedding innocent blood. I call that curse, we break the curse of death and ask, Father, you forgive anyone that's had abortion or been involved in them in Jesus' name. Spirits of abortion, let them go. Come on out of there. Come on out now in Jesus' name. Turn them loose. Turn them loose and let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Spirits of self-pity and unforgiveness, come out of there. All the unforgiveness, unbelief, resentment, retaliation, anger, spirits of adultery, let them go. Turn them loose and let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Spirits of insanity and madness that comes from being involved in witchcraft, come out of them now in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, loosen them. Loosen them. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Insanity and depression comes from witchcraft. Spirits of depression. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If you're wanting to live in... and nothing's happening, you might make yourself cough or breathe hard to stir those things up. Don't sit passive. They will come out if you'll command them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let them go. Come out of there. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let them go. In the name of Jesus, sexual perversion, spirits of fornication, harlotry, whoredom, come out of there. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn them loose. Turn them loose in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I break the curse from eating pork. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Of eating the unclean meats. I break that curse and I call everything that came in through it, all the sicknesses and diseases that came in through it, to come out now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. All of the diseases that come through eating of pork, in the name of Jesus, swine's meat, come out of there. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. I call all those worms out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All those little worms that put pain on you, come out of there now in Jesus' name. All the tormentors, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Let him go. Let him go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Let him go. Come out of there. Come out of there. And any obesity that came in through the eating of pork, I command you out. Come out of there. I break the power of it and call it out. Spirits of obesity, let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Come out of there. Come out of there now. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let them go. I call out, I break the curse of eating fat and blood, and I call the fat out right now in Jesus' name. Spirits of fat, the fat from eating fat. Come out of there. Come out of there. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. I call the curses out from eating blood, from having eaten rare meat. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Come out of them. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Turn loose and come out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Spirits of obesity that comes from the eating of fat. I break your hold and command you out now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Jesus. Every name that has a name bows to the name of Jesus. For his name is highly exalted above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee bows. Come on out of there. Come on out of there right now. Spirits of suicide, murder, depression, insanity, oppression. Let them go. Let them go. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Turn them loose. I break the curse of alcohol over everyone here. I come against spirits of alcohol. Addictions. Come out of them now in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on out of them. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Craving for sugar. I break the curse of craving for sugar. Now I call it out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let them go. Turn loose and come out of there now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Turn them loose and come out of there now. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. Spirits of infirmity that came in through the eating of unclean food. Come out of there. Come out of there now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come out and let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loosen them. Loosen them. I break the curse of migraine headaches, and I call migraine headaches off right now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I break the curse, and I call it out now. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That spirit of migraine, come out of that migraine headache. Let them go. Turn them loose. Turn them loose and let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, spirits of blindness and deafness, come out now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Spirits, I break the curse to call the spirits of bestiality out. Spirits of bestiality. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on out of them. Let them go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let them go. I call familiar spirits out. Familiar spirits that have entered through the occult. Come out of them now in Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Come out of them. Come out of them. Let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, loosen them. Loosen them and let them go. In the name of Jesus. Eating rare meat. Eating rare meat. I call the curses out, the spirits out that come in through eating rare meat. Come on out of them. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Of eating meat with the blood in it. You come out of there. That rare meat. Come out of them. Let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let them go. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Loosen and let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I call out all the high blood pressure. High blood pressure. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hypertension. High and low blood sugar. Come out of there. Spirits of diabetes. Spirits of diabetes. That diabetic spirit. Come out of them. Come out of them now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Loosen them. Loosen them and let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Spirits of cancer, I call all the cancer spirits out. Cancer, tumors, lumps, I call you out. I command you to go. Come out of them. Come out of them now in Jesus' name. Spirits of cancer, cancer of the skin, cancer of the liver, cancer of the female organs. I call you out. Come out of them now in Jesus' name. Go back after it again. There's more than one. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I call out. In the name of Jesus, all the infirmity spirits, diseases of Egypt, I call out that diabetic. I lost my concentration. Where was I? In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, all the sicknesses, all the infirmities that's in the body, heart attacks, all the heart diseases, in the name of Jesus, I call that diabetic spirit out. I break the curse. What did you tell me that calls that? Self-pity. Okay. I call the self-pity out. Spirits of self-pity. Spirits of self-pity. Come out of there. Come out of there. Poor me spirit. Inferiority. Rejection. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let them go. Turn them loose and come out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come out now. All the sicknesses. All the blood problems. Blood diseases. Come out now in Jesus' name. Eating of blood. All the eating of blood. I break the curse over the bloodline from the sins of the fathers and your and our sins of eating of blood in the name of Jesus Christ. And I call that the spirits out that came in from eating blood. Let them go. Turn them loose and come out now in Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Come on out of there. Let them go. And if you've ever eaten it, get it out. If you've ever eaten rare meat, blood of any kind, blood pudding, blood sausage, I break the power of it and I call it out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, let them go. Let them go. Skin cancer, tumors, growth, and cysts, I call out. I call out the lust that goes with eating rare meat. Come out of them. Let them go. Spirits of lust. Spirits of lust that are there from eating the rare meat, come out of there now in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Let them go. Come on out there. Come on out. Let them go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn loose. Turn loose and come out of there now in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. I call out strokes, high blood pressure and strokes in the name of Jesus Christ. Let them go. Spirits of death that works with the heart attack, come out of there. Come out of there now in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Spirits of paranoia, retardation, madness, come out in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Spirits of arthritis, let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, bitterness and unforgiveness that goes with arthritis, come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. You know, oh, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, pray. If you're not getting deliverance, pray. Come on. Get rid of them just like she is. Let them go. Come on out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. 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 Spirits of heaviness. I call off that spirit of heaviness in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All depression. Come on out. Let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All the rebellion, spirits of rebellion against God, spirits of rebellion, disobedience, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, all allergy spirits, asthma, allergies, infection from bronchitis and sinus problems. Let them go. Come out of there. All the sinus problems, allergies, asthma, There's a mirror hammer. Let them go. Turn them loose and come out. Come out now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Ota maseri mo kurite inde nisi. Ye mo kusone kaseke liande nekeke. Praise you, Jesus. Emphysema. Spirits of emphysema. I call you out now. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Concentrate on your own deliverance. Don't worry about her. She'll be okay. If you have any problems with emphysema, let's get rid of it. Come on out there now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lung problems, asthma, infections. Let them go. Turn them loose. Turn them loose and let them go. I call seizures out. All those seizures in the name of Jesus. 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 Molds and warts and growths. I call them out. We break the power of them and call them out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on out of them. Turn them loose. Turn them loose in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Loosen them. Come out of them. Come out of them now in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, turn them loose. Turn them loose and let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
What about foods that are offered up to bail, like food, Chinese food and stuff like that? I've heard the same
thing. Okay, that would be unclean. I call out all those unclean things that we've eaten. In the name of Jesus, we break the power of them and call it out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ora mahasemo kusini makayen deote le monisi. I call out the double-minded spirits in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, all the double-minded, schizophrenia, spirits of schizophrenia, in the name of Jesus, schizophrenia, come out there, man, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, all the double-mindedness. I call out that hunter of souls that hunts the souls to make it fly. Come out of them now in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Let them go. I call out that spirit of Leviathan, pride, pride that will keep us from getting delivered. Pride, come out of there now in Jesus' name. Spirits of pride, spirits of pride, let them go, let them go. Turn them loose and come out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. Eto na sekeli mante neso nima sekeli kate andele iso na ha eto yamakasiyo so nini ni andele te. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Kuna basona mani tamakase. I call out child sacrifice, harlotry, whoredom, come out of there, sexual perversion. In the name of Jesus, animal sex, oral sex, come out of there, masturbation, come out of them, man, Jesus' name. Let them go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I call out all the, call out Bell's palsy, mutilation, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. You know what? It's a lot easier to get deliverance than it is to go to the doctor. And a whole lot cheaper. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on out of there in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Ah, no te mo si si ka ne te. Yama ka si mo te me ne ne ma la na ta ka se. E mo ne 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 ka se le ka se mo. Come out of there. Let it go. Let it go. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let it go. Let it go. Turn away and come out of there. Let it go. 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 Come out of there. I break your power. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let her go. Turn and come out of there. Come out of there. Come out of there and break her. In the name of Jesus. I'll let you pray for the family. Come on out of there. All of it. All of it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.